Welcome back to a new episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you do, please share with family and friends, and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. So, again, we're going to go back to the dark ages, back to before this old fella had children. Right when I was married, I think. I don't know. So again, another piece I wrote, we'll read it, and then we'll dissect it and give you as much input, advice, and guidance as humanly possible. Dog before a kid. So you're in your late 20s, early 30s, in a long-term relationship. Recently engaged, maybe already married, and the discussion about starting a family has begun. Stop. Stop the conversation immediately. Breathe. Breathe again. And then immediately go dog shopping. Do not pass go. Do not advance to the nearest railroad. Get in your car and acquire a dog. Rescue a dog. Adopt a dog. Buy a dog. Steal a dog if you have. Whatever it takes, get a dog as soon as possible. Taking a quote-unquote practice run is smart, affordable, and just might save your marriage. Because acquiring a canine will help you understand if you're ready. A dog will uncover hidden areas of your relationship that may need attention. Some couples may not know if they even want to have kids. Maybe there are differing views. That is exactly why a test run with a dog is so critical. Dog ownership will help encourage or discourage the decision to start a family. Dogs are really the best mulligan ever and could truly save your bacon. They also provide amazing lessons that can be applied to small people. I'm going to guess that most married couples, my wife and I, we knew we wanted to have kids. I didn't know when. And most partnerships, people already know whether they want to start a family. I hope so. I mean, if you're married or soon to get married and you haven't talked about kids, like, what the fuck? I just don't get that. But anyways, but pausing for 2 years and starting your family with a dog is smart. It's so damn smart. It'll provide a clear roadmap into parenthood that has virtually no downside, except for the crate training days and also walking around in pouring rain in an Oregon winter picking up shit. Other than that, no downside. And let's be clear, I'm not suggesting getting any pet. Cats don't count. Cats are easy. Cats really aren't even pets. Yep, I said it. Oh, all the cat people. Oh, I can't believe he hates cats. I'm allergic, just not a cat person. And how can you be a real pet if your owner can leave you home alone for an entire weekend? I mean, really, 72 hours alone, and all I need to leave is out some water and food and your kitty litter? Try that with a real pet, a German Shepherd. You have to get a dog, period. I mean, try that with a German Shepherd. You can't do it. You need to start with dog because dogs are easy. Dogs eat dog food twice a day. Dogs only drink water. Dogs lie around 92% of the time. Dogs are friendly. Dogs are sad to see you leave and excited to see you return. Dogs never get mad at you and rarely throw tantrums. Dogs don't need diapers or pacifiers. Dogs rarely vomit. They do occasionally. Dogs are great listeners. You can put a dog in a crate and leave the house for 8 hours. Dogs are furry. You can cuddle with them. Dogs give you lots of kisses. I share my dog first theory for many reasons, but most of all because dogs actually do require lots of work, lots of patience, and actually a decent amount of money. Dogs bark, dogs chew, dogs poop. Dogs need walks and like lots of attention. Dogs need cleaning, especially if you live in the Pacific Northwest where it rains every single day of every single year. Dogs cost money. They eat a lot and sometimes they get sick and need medicine. Dogs sometimes need x-rays and neck braces. Dogs get fleas and ticks. Dogs retrieve mud from everywhere and bring straight into the house on the recently cleaned carpet. Simply put, dogs demand significant time and effort. And guess what? Guess what? Kids, and specifically newborn babies, are roughly 10,000 times more difficult than dogs. And kids, they'll be around forever. You read that right. 10,000% harder. Kids are humans. Kids are extremely difficult. Kids eat all kinds of foods at all hours of the day. Kids poop, and there's no pooper scooper. Have you ever put a diaper on a dog in the middle of the night on 23 minutes of sleep? I didn't think so. Kids throw up. They throw up all the time with colored liquids you can't identify. The FBI couldn't identify them either. Kids take 3+ years to be potty trained. Dogs take 3 months. Kids are not always friendly and generally get meaner as they age. Kids are not furry. They're good cuddle companions in the early years, and then it slowly fades away. It's widely expected that your kids wear clothes, so you need to dress them. Unless you are a complete nut job with an 11-pound dog. Not really dogs either. Dogs don't even wear clothes. They don't wear clothes mainly because, you know, they're dogs. Kids wear all sorts of clothes, and every 43 days past the age of 2, they need a new set of larger clothes. Kids evidently need shoes, too. Have you ever seen that cute little chubby baby that is 5 months old with Nike Air Jordans on? What is that all about? Those shoes will never hit the ground supporting those chubby little feet and legs attached. Never. Yet shoe companies make a fortune selling those shoes to people that can't walk. My wife has always claimed that these infant kicks keep them from pulling their socks off with their feisty little mitts. What? I must have missed the national emergency of kids' little ankle biters tearing off their socks when they're 9 months old, so they need shoes. Don't get me started on the weird dog people who have shoes for their dogs, and they live amongst us. They really do, and it's kind of troubling. So after the toddlerastic era ends, kids become a nonstop roller coaster of energy, excitement, and chaos. In other words, a complete shit show. Oh, and this just in. I almost forgot. Kids are very expensive, extremely expensive, the most expensive investment ever. Kids last forever. They need toys and stuff, then bikes, and then cars. Some of these people end up in college. Meanwhile, dogs require a few chewy toys, a comfortable bed, and dog bones. Dogs don't go to private schools or college. Crate train a dog for 4.5 months and your education dollars are no longer needed. And if you own a dog and it's simply not working out, there are humane avenues to place the dog in a better environment. It is very difficult to return a kid because it was too much work. So there you have it in a nutshell. Raising a puppy dog before bringing a human into this world is some of the most sound advice you will ever get. There is zero downside. Now, I made a comment earlier about cats. Cats truly aren't pets. And what I want to say is I really want to double down. Cats aren't pets. They never hang out with you. When you arrive home, they scatter. How does that qualify to be man's best friend? And no one can change my opinion. Clearly, cats work for many people. I have dear friends who have cats, love cats. They get great joy and love. That's great. Good for them. I'm happy they have a companion. But if you can leave an animal for 72 hours alone while you're off in the desert for 3 days golfing, that's not a pet. That's a hobby. You know, with my German Shepherd, if I go away for 3 days, if I go away for one night, I got to get a boarder. I need someone to watch him, someone to walk him, someone to engage him because he's a dog and he's cool and he's 80 pounds and he could kick your dog's ass. So anyways, I'm sorry. Little heated there, not a cat person. And I love my dog, but I'm now at the point where I'm an empty nester. And the empty nest was clear. The kids are gone. And all of a sudden, right before COVID, daughter's like, oh, you're going to be so bored when I'm gone, when we're both gone. I'm like, you guys should get a dog. So we fostered a dog. We fostered a dog for a week. It's okay. Then it came back like a boomerang, like 10 days later. So we fostered him another week. And I was like, oh, okay. Do we want a dog? I'm like, no, no, I do not. I most definitely do not want a dog. I want to travel. I want to live my retirement, my post work years, whatever you want to call it, the empty nest. I want to just be with my wife and do whatever I want. I don't want a dog. But guess what? I don't wear the pants. I don't wear the pants. I have pants and I do wear pants, but I don't wear the pants. So we got a dog. We took the foster off the rolls. The fact it was a rescue with complete psychosis and craziness, doesn't matter. Beautiful, beautiful dog. Finn's his name. And so I've got another kid. I've got a dog all over again. I had two dogs, two kids. I was through the grinder, and now I'm back at square one. I'm back at square one. I don't get it. So I'm navigating that. I'm really navigating that, but I'm talking to my audience here. Let's get back to it. It's people who are thinking of having a family, thinking about kids. What are you going to do? You got married. You're thinking of kids, da, 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 whatever it might be. Get a dog. Get a dog. Get a cat if you want. It's not going to teach you anything, but get a cat. But get something you have to care for, something that you have to love, something that is more important than you going out for another beer or you going away for a guy's weekend or a girl's weekend, whatever it is, something that you need to take care of. Because that's what kids are in a nutshell, something you got to love, nurture, take care of, spend a ton of time with. And the same with animals. But God, animals are so much easier. Maybe you get a turtle. Remember Cuff and Link from Rocky? How tough could two turtles be? Just put them in a bowl. You feed them probably once a day, twice a day. I don't know. So now that I look back 24 years ago, married, money in the bank, beautiful wife. So one Saturday afternoon, my wife says, oh, I'm going out for a few hours. I'll be back. I'm sitting on the couch watching football, barely paying attention. Just picture the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. She's going out, probably going shopping, but I don't know where she's going. But I've got a few more hours to watch ball in peace. So all is well. She comes home a few hours later. She comes home with a German Shepherd puppy. I thought she was at Nordstrom, and she came home with a dog. Wow. And maybe we talked about a dog, but I don't think it was today, this Saturday, that we're going to get a dog. And why didn't she include Dad on the dog trip? And I'm like, huh, hey, how you doing? Like, whose dog is this? Oh, it's our dog. Our dog. We just bought him. Well, we bought him? And you'd think you'd have a conversation. And again, both of us, we knew we wanted to have kids. I was open to having a dog, but I don't ever remember talking, hey, we're going to get a dog today. And then all of a sudden, the dog arrived. The dog arrived. And to this day, my wife's like, you know, we talked about it. Well, I was sitting around. I could have gotten off the couch. Well, might have taken a little bit of a negotiation, but I was available to go get the dog, and she just got the dog. And we had a dog, Kobe. Kobe, our first dog, a beautiful German Shepherd. And I never forget the early days of having a dog. Remember the first night, crate training, dog's down in the kitchen. I won't give you any dog stress sounds. And it wasn't a dog in heat. It was just a puppy that was lonely, that in a crate in a new environment, and just wailed and wailed for hours. My wife would go down, let the puppy out, feed it some water. It's okay. We get back to bed. Wah, wah, wah. The same, just wailing. What do you do? What do you do? What's a dog? Just let it wail. I don't know. Nope. Nope. My wife went to the downstairs guest room, pulled the crate in there, and slept in that room with the dog. The dog still wailed a little bit, but after a while, dog fell asleep. Dog was there. And my wife proceeded to sleep in the downstairs room for two or three nights. It wasn't that long, but two or three nights. In the downstairs room with the dog in the crate. Slowly, we got out of the sleeping in the non-normal room with the dog, and the dog was crate trained. The dog became the greatest dog ever. Kobe was a great dog. Didn't even need a leash. We'd walk to the park without a leash. Wouldn't chase cats. Wouldn't chase squirrels. Wouldn't do anything. Was just an amazing dog. But you know what? It's all we had. It's all we had. And we invested all our energy in the dog. We crate trained it. We did other trainings. We did everything we could to make sure the dog was loved and cared for, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? It was so much work. So much work. And we're like, how tough could kids be? You know, we figured out the dog thing. So, you know, after I think dog was two, we're like, oh, let's have a kid. So I slipped one by the goalie. We got pregnant. Soon we had a son. A few years later, we had a daughter. They grew up with the dog. It's another important thing that I don't think is talked about. I love the fact our kids grew up around animals. They learn from a young age to love someone else, to love something else, to take care of something else. And I think it's so important to have a family dog. Certainly do it before kids, but have a dog that the kids care for, the kids have to walk. Of course, the kids are never going to ever walk the dog. They're never going to volunteer, but at some point they'll walk the dog. Some point they'll take the dog out backyard, whatever it might be. But us having a dog and the kids are young, they learn to love animals. And I think it's why they've got such good empathy, compassion, and kindness, because they grew up with the dog. And a lot of kids don't grow up with the dog, whether there's allergy or people don't want a dog or dog hair. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of people that don't grow up with the dog, don't grow up with a pet. And I feel sorry. I feel like that's a bummer, because I grew up with little mutt dogs. We used to get our dogs at the supermarket. You just go there, there'd be a box. Hey, you want a dog? Ah, sure, we'll take a dog. You're going to buy milk and you come home with a dog. And they were little mixed dogs, whatever, small dogs, but they were great dogs. Courtney and Crockerson loved the dogs dearly. But again, I grew up in an environment where you had dogs, and it was just the greatest thing ever. But as you think you're starting a family, you want to have kids, do you want to have kids? I don't know. Get a dog. Care for something else. Learn if you can live together with something else that's more important than you at times, that you have to get up in the middle of the night for, that you can't sleep because of. Because a dog is, again, it's the greatest mulligan ever. If you can get through a few sleepless nights with a dog, well, at least you're ready for the first night with a kid. Because guess what? When it's a kid that's crying and a kid that's been home from the hospital for 3 days and you can't put it in a crate and you're like, what the fuck do I do? And I think my wife and I both kind of pulled from the experience. We're like, we had a dog. Remember Kobe in the crate? Mason Street House, we can handle this. And again, there was some roadmap. There was some like, oh, we've done this before. Completely different scale, scope. It's a person. But having the dog first helped. It gave us practice, for lack of a better term. We learned how to take care of our children because we had a dog before. And I think that's so important. So I can't tell you strongly enough, think you want to have kids, want to start a family, get a dog. If you have to get a cat, I don't care. I mean, a cat you can leave for a week and it's still going to be there. Dogs are work, dogs are responsibility, dogs need to be walked, blah, 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 blah. Talked about that. But whatever you do, if you want to start a family, get something easier than a kid to start with, to practice, to see if it's something you guys want to do. If it is, then go for it. And, you know, it's only going to take 4 to 6 years to get to somewhere where you're happy, but that's okay. It all gets better in the end. Thanks for listening to another episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, please share with friends and family. And please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride.